Good morning. Welcome to the conference call of Forsa Taurus S.A. to release the earnings of 2016. Right now, all participants are in listen-only mode via webcast. Later on, we are going to start the Q&A sessions that are only going to take place in writing on the online platform. Before going on, we would like to let you know that any statements made during this conference call relative to Forsa Taurus business outlooks, as well as that of its controlled and subsidiary companies' projections, operating and financial goals, are based on beliefs and assumptions of the company management and rely on information currently available. Forward-looking statements involve risks and uncertainties and refer to future events, and therefore depend on circumstances that may or may not occur. Investors should understand that general economic conditions, industry conditions, and other operating factors may affect the future performance of Taurus and lead to results that will materially differ from those in such forward-looking statements. This conference call is being recorded and is going to be available on the company's IR website. I'd like to tell you that this call is going to be led by Mr. Thiago Piversan, Vice President, Financial, Administrative, and Investor Relations Officer of the company. Please, Mr. Piversan, you may start.
Thank you very much. First of all, I'd like to wish you a good day, and thank you once more for attending our web conference for the results of the year of 2016. In this meeting, we are on an exclusive digital format, a little different, and all participants will have the opportunity in the end of the presentation of sending their questions in writing via our digital platform. I'm going to start highlighting the importance of the year of 2016 in the history of the company. I think it's important to say that despite being a tough year for our cash and earnings, as we could see in the statements posted on Friday, the year of 2016 was paramount for the company and its future prospects. In this year, we established the basis that will support what we call the new Taurus, a company with robust and efficient processes. In this year, we transferred the operations from Porto Alegre to São Leopoldo, a large operation area, a major project, and unified the production of firearms that in the past took place in three plants in a single industrial remodel plant. For those that had not the opportunity of being with us on the Taurus Day, this is not just a physical change in terms of machines, it's a change of concept that we'll see much more in processes rather than equipment. It's more of technology and production models. All the production process was renovated, enabling us with the same equipment and the same assets of the company, operation-wise, to increase the level of production, gain synergy, and improve the quality of our products, which has been an item we have pursued in this company. The new plant, integrated plant in São Leopoldo, enabled us to have an increase of approximately 20% on the average daily production of the year compared to the plant of Porto Alegre, our former house in 2015, which also brought us the opportunity of having record performance in company exports, basically driven by the American market, as we have been releasing to you. For the result to be possible, it was also crucial, and the second challenge of the year, to implement our new ERP SAP operating system, integrating production processes, inventory control, financial, tax, and accounting management. That is the whole of the company in a new corporation design. The process of implementation of the system, as it happens, if you have an experience in processes of this kind, especially when you're talking about ERP systems of this type and amid so much change, was very hard. and demanded dedication and attention from the whole of the team for it to be successful in the end of the process. We spent the whole of the year through these transformations, and the year somehow carries the construction of those new towers in our earnings, performance, and in the continuous improvements that we accomplished quarter on quarter. After going through this big bang that we released last year with a full transformation of our company, we have the conviction that we really structured a company with the highest technological level in terms of integration processes and controls that will enable important gains and synergies in the coming years. I think it's the necessary turnaround. It's hard, it hurts our results, it hurts our performance, but it was absolutely paramount for the company's future life and success in the end of the year with the implementation. Also, I'd like to highlight an important point, which was throughout this period, the way that we respected the environment in this change to São Leopoldo and how we prepared our plants to receive this robust production structure. We invested approximately 10 million reals in projects to reduce environmental impact along 2016. It's important still to highlight in this area of environment the new wastewater treatment stations with capacity to treat 388 cubic meters of wastewater a day, in addition to enable us to reuse 20% of the water consumed by the plant. Also, environmentally wise, the new chemicals waste and warehousing center, an area built with 2,300 square meters, and the project was designed to meet the most demanding standards for the management of waste and other products controlled by the Army and the Federal Police. This project made Taurus a reference in the respecting the environment in the region, and today we are constantly receiving visitors and representatives from other companies to understand the benchmark of the process. With regard to the market, the demand of 2016 for the company products continued quite heated, especially in the U.S., as we have been talking about, being the main destination of our exports. Despite the increase of our production capacity in 2016 of approximately 20%, as I mentioned, the volume produced in the year was still not enough to meet all the demand in that country. That is, we still have a great market to change, to work with, and the change was very important for us to meet the most demand possible. Another highlight is that in 2016, we had the first sale to the government of Bosnia-Herzegovina, which are Taurus 9mm submachine guns. This sale is the landmark, is the first time in the history of the company that we sell a significant batch of products to an European government, a region that is highly competitive, where we have the largest players of firearms in the world, which gives us the quality and reliability of the company products worldwide. For 2017, we expect the U.S. order portfolio to continue heated. In addition, to have a very positive market prospect to, in exports for other countries, including also the national market. Investments in innovation, development of new products were also significant in 2016, a year in which we also paid close attention to this item that in previous years was not really our focus, but that always has been important for the company. With this investment and dedication, we had the launch of 4 new products in the SHOT Show of the beginning of this year, 2017, Las Vegas, the largest trade show of firearms in the world. Taurus introduced to the Brazilian market its new pistol platform that today has 12 models in the Taurus Striker and the Taurus Hammer versions, in addition to its new T4 series rifles. that is about to be certified and launched to the American market. We also introduced Taurus Spectrum, which is the first Taurus pistol developed and produced fully in the U.S. This new model, Taurus, revisited the concept of how the firearm interacts with the user, with strong concern with ergonomics in addition to sophisticated design and colors to the product, combining style, functionality, and also open a new market in the firearm industry in the West among new practitioners and seasonal shooters. Those new arms, which follow the most rigid test resistance and safety protocols, make Taurus Protophone even more thorough and prepared to meet the different needs of our customers and future markets. The year of 2016 also demanded efforts with regards to the company image that was disproportionately exposed in the media by groups that want to unbalance the Brazilian defense industrial base, generating a negative impact to the whole national defense strategy. You probably have saw in the media along the year, these groups irresponsibly disseminated untrue information, created insecurity to hundreds of thousands of Taurus product users. The company is internationally recognized by the quality and safety of its products and received several awards of the nature along its history. In fact, recently the company was subject to a strict assessment by the Brazilian Army that proved that it complies with all technical requirements of quality, enabled the company to export to more than 80 countries. Financial-wise, also the year of 2016, the company completed its process to change its debt maturity schedule. We have been working in the last 18 months with that. In the session, approximately $150 million in debts that were to mature in the short term went to the long term, an extension that is already reflected in the financial statements of the year closed in December 31st, 2016. The total term is 5 years with two grace years for the beginning of the principal payment, which gives an important support for the company's cash management in the short term. The completion of this operation, as we mentioned, is an important step to restructure Taurus, in addition to other movements that we had in 2016, thus creating new conditions for the company to overcome its challenges in terms of cash management and focus on its development and operational strengthening, which is the new phase of the company. With regard to cash, I think it's still important to highlight the capital reinforcement between the year of 2016 and the beginning of 2017, the end of January, added up to 28 million reals, and it was made by means of subscription bonus issued in the scope of the capital increase, approved at the general shareholders meeting of the September 29, 2015. This addition to the cash reinforces trust and credibility of investors in the company and in the path of the company for the future. Therefore, I would like to highlight that 2016 was a year of restructuring. Lots of things happened. They were important to happen. We do not choose a perfect moment for things to happen. And that was 2016. It has this important component. And 2017 will be the year for us to stabilize change and guarantee that all the advances take place. Taurus starts 2017 completely renewed, updated, operational, financial, process, management, and quality-wise, as well as in its product portfolio. Crowning this new company that emerges, I'd like to highlight another point that happened in the beginning of the year of 17. We have Taurus' new visual identity. You probably saw that in our releases and also in the cover of this presentation. This new visual identity translates the evolution of the company and at the same time highlights its pathway to reach the position it occupies today among the largest manufacturers of firearms in the world. The Taurus, the symbol that represents the company, is still present, but its image now is turned forward, symbolizing strength, safety, virility, in addition to have a direct connection with work, robustness, and prosperity. The transformation was major, was necessary. We did a lot, and we still have a lot to do in this new phase of the company. Now we have to take this change that left traumas, challenges, effects that we can clearly see in our results. With regard to the preparation of the company was again paramount for the new phase that starts as of now. Well, after having the summary that I thought was very important for me to comment on, I'm going to go to the presentation per se, approaching the numbers of 2016 that encompass the whole of the scenario that I tried to contextualize in our introduction. So we are going to slide number 3, where we have the main highlights of the year. Those 4 boxes. Again, in addition to the change of operations, ERP system, and everything that we mentioned in our initial remarks, we have the completion of our debt payment schedule that was in the short term and is now in the long term, and this is already reflected in the financial statements. Net revenues, consolidated net revenues of the company in 2016 was 830.3 million reals, a slight growth of 0.8% compared to 2015. It's important to make a comment here for you to understand the behavior of revenues along the year. The first months of the year of 2016, if you followed our quarter results, were very hard for the company cash. The whole of the year was difficult, but particularly the first months, not only because of the costs of changes, the costs of transformation, but also the period in which we could not produce because of the move of machines, especially in January and February. We had recently changed the operations from Porto Alegre to São Leopoldo. We had lots of adjustments to make, and therefore we reduced our shippings and billing. Gradually, production stabilized, the product portfolio started to complement itself, the maturity of products started to be more robust, but that was built along the year, a natural process of such a radical operation that we had. In January, it's important to tell you, was a month that we practically operated just in the second fortnight of the month and is still at a very slow, limited pace. In the tougher scenario, especially in the first quarter, we sought a strategy to work with a product mix of more competitive prices, with a more sure market, a larger turnover. Of course, it is a more competitive market with lower margin, but we have a higher turnover, a higher of cash and inventory. And therefore, we were able to make the change happen. So we had some concentration in the American market, where we have our largest portfolio, and that was the bit of the stone of the first month. Our operation, as I mentioned, gained efficiency throughout the year, improving the market mix and the product mix, but indeed, the beginning of the year brought negative results. And therefore, we had a bit of deficit in the beginning of the year. In addition to our change in the firearms plants, the helmet segment was also very challenging in 2016. The economy as a whole was bad. This is basically a segment for the domestic market. And the weak performance of our economy allied to high levels of unemployment, the drop of sales in motorbikes and tighter credit, a more complex economy that Brazil is going through and is still going through, made the segment to have a contraction of sales of 9.1% a year, also contributing to lower results than we expected and lower than the previous year. Thus, both our strategy for the firearm segment of concentrating the American market with high turnover products and in favor moment for the segment of helmets had a restriction in the expansion of our consolidated revenues. We could not see the same increase as we saw in production with 20% up. These two factors, market and volumes and other factors, which were the cost of change, the cost of implementation of systems that could not be capitalized, expenses that could not be activated because of accounting norms and hurt our results and revenues, also hurt our operational margins. They were lower, and also the company's EBITDA was affected. In 2016, the company's gross margin had a drop of 6.1 percentage points compared to 2015, reaching 23.3%. And our EBITDA was also quite affecting, recording a negative balance of 63.9 million reais in the year. Amid so many changes and adaptability of processes and expenses for the new operation, the results also had a strong load of expenses not related to the normal operation, which had an impact in the year with the slow performance that we had in terms of results. On slide number four, we show a table with our main indicators. I'm not going to go through all of them, but I think the highlights here are consolidated sales to the domestic market that had a drop of 9.4% year-on-year and closed the year at a bit more than 211 million reais in revenues. Again, here we are talking about firearms and helmets that were affected by the domestic market events I mentioned before. Firearms in Brazil, we also had a drop, as I mentioned. Consolidated exports of the company had growth of 4.8%, particularly the sale of firearms to the U.S. that had an increase of 6.4% and continues to be the main destination of firearms produced in Brazil. The final results of Taurus recorded net loss of 103 million reais in 2016, again impacted both by the effects of expenses coming from the implemented restructuring and the adverse economic environment, especially in the helmet segment, but this change in the plans, production mix, and market I mentioned before. Going to the next slide, here we show our net revenues and gross margin by segment. Firearms had revenues of 707 million reais in 2016, 3.3% above that of 2015. This growth was in a way shown by the adversities of the restructuring implemented, but the gross margin of firearms reached 20.9% a year, 8.5 percentage points below the previous year. Again, impacted by the strong concentration of firearms with lesser value added and the beginning of the year that was decelerated by the change. Net revenues of helmets in 2016 was 100 million reais, 100.5 million, 9.1% below the 110.5 million of 2015. In addition to the domestic economic environment that I already talked about, comparing our volume of the helmet sales with the volume of motorbike sales as a market comparison, since we do not have an index directed to helmets. The volume of motorbike sales had retraction of 21.6% in 2016 compared to 2015. And our sales volumes in helmets had drop of 14.9% in the period. That is, somehow, in the comparison of market comparison, we did not go down as much as the motorbike market as a whole. Despite this more challenging market in helmets that influenced volumes, the gross margin had a total of 30%, which is basically stable compared to 2015. So we did not have a reduction of price and profitability. The segment of other products had a reduction of net revenues year on year, accounting 22.5 million reals in the year against 28.9 million in 2015, drop of 22.1% in revenues. The segment, although small, traditionally has a higher gross margin because of the sales mix. In 2016, the gross margin of the segment recorded 60.2%, which was especially leveraged by a more suitable product mix. So a lower revenues, but better margin. Going to slide number 7. Here we bring our operating expenses and EBITDA of the year. In 2016, operating expenses added up to 291.4 million, 3.8% below that of the same period of 2015. The operating expenses net revenues ratio was 35.1%, 1.7 percentage points lower than in 15, obviously influenced by the reduction of revenues, of expenses, sorry, and also an increase in billing. EBITDA had negative amount of 63.9 million reals, a result of the company's restructuring process, the costs of change, the impact on the product mix, market mix, stabilization of the new plants, new production process that was built along 2016, a year again of transformation. As released in previous quarters, we decided not to show the adjusted EBITDA metrics any longer, because we understand that the company is migrating to a new scenario where a clean recurring operation starts to reflect the business reality. Unfortunately, this was not the condition of 2016, and that's why we have the results we have been discussing, but still we decided to be consistent in our release. In addition to operating and adjusting issues in the company structure, as I mentioned before, costs with the management of company image was also relevant in the year and also generated important amount in our bottom line. And explain a bit of the numbers of 2016. Going on to our financial results, slide number 8. I think the highlight here is the devaluation of 16.5% of the American dollar at the close of our balance, led to a positive register of 92.7 million reals in the exchange variations line of 16, inverting the effect verified in the previous year where this line had a loss of 162.8 million. Our largest item is the company indebtedness. It is in dollar, so dollar fluctuations impact our bottom line immediately. As for profitability of export, has to have a slower time of capture, and this is the reason for the mismatch of results and equity of the company. As for interests, the rollout of additional debt that were made along the year to have a different debt payment schedule had higher costs in other lines of the company, and that made this expenses with interest had an increase of 14.1% with regards to 2015, with a negative balance of 75.9 million reals in 2016. Thus, in these two main items, our net financial results was negative by 2.7 million reals, almost even, against a negative result of 219.7 million in 2015. 218 million in 2015. Going on to the next slide, our indebtedness. Here we show the company's indebtedness data, a bit more structured, just for you to have a clear vision of how important it was, the negotiation of our debt payment schedule, and how much now the company has room to focus on its operational improvements. And it can have a bit more comfort in its indebtedness. So again, we had the extension of $150 million, which is approximately 520 million reals from short to long term, as you can see in the table. Short term had a drop of approximately 90% in December 16 compared to December 15, closing with an outstanding liability of 61.7 million reals. In September 16, the previous quarter, it was 583.4 million, which was not sustainable in the short term. I already mentioned that, but I think it's important to reinforce that this restructured reschedule, we have 2 years of grace period for the payment of principal, and the total period is 5 years. It's important to mention that the new profile of debt was made in a prepayment of exports, which makes sense because of the nature of the company. Part of the loans and finance that were before pegged to the real and that were included in the new profile are now pegged to the dollar, and this increased the company's share of that in dollars that was approximately 80% to 86% of the company's total net debt. This 86%, again, is pegged to the dollar. In this operation, we also reinforced all the collaterals that were given this part of our helmets operation that are located in two operations, and also two properties located in Porto Alegre and the other, and three properties of Mandirituba. The one in Porto Alegre is where the headquarters of the company was before, and now it is empty. In this fashion, the company's growing indebtedness in 2016 closed at 702 million reals, 9.9% below the 780.3 million reals recorded in December 15, also much impacted by the reduction of the dollar-Brazilian real exchange rate. Cash availabilities and financial investments added up to 29.9 million reals in December 16, 68.5% below the 94.9 million of December 15. Thus, the company's net indebtedness had a drop of 1.8% in December 16 compared to December 15 and closed the year at 672.9 million. The next slide, we show our payment schedule, just to show you what the new maturity profile is and the impacts of our new debt structure that took place in the end of the year. In December 15, we had almost 550 million reals to expire in the short term, and now this was diluted for payment until 2020, and now we have in the short term, as I mentioned, $61.7 million, which enables the company to focus on its operations and give consistency to its cash to be able to meet its commitments. The next slide is basically a summary of our equity balance sheet, in line with everything that we published before. I think the comment here, I'm not going to go line by line, but the reduction of more than 50% of our outstanding liability because of a reduction of our indebtedness, and that shows expressive improvement for our current liquidity indicators that went from 0.74 in December 2015, more than one liability for each current asset, to 1.2 in December 2016, therefore reversing the trend. On the next slide, working capital. Here we show the evolution of the need of investment in working capital for the company in 2016. That closed the year at 231 million reais invested, 68.6 million reais below the 299.6 million reais seen in the year of 2015. When relate that to the annualized net revenues, the need for working capital was 28% of 2016, below that of  2015. Of course, here we have a more efficient management of our receivables, a better management of our markets when, as I mentioned, in our cash management. We had an increase of volume in production. Our inventory cycles and volume in a way followed to this increase, in addition to our suppliers and labor obligations that are seen in this slide. It's important to say that this company current cash in 2016 was very restricted. We have several competitions of cash. We have the construction work, moving changes, suitability of processes, payment of liabilities, growth of operation. We did have growth in our operations, so a series of cash demands in addition to CapEx investments into new products that were vital to the process. It was a year that we invested a lot to rebuild the company with tight cash in the beginning of the year, and this management was essential for us to complete the processes that were designed to happen and get to the end of the year with met challenges. They were very important points to us. Also suppliers, we had our production chain that helped us finance this growth, and here we have amounts due to suppliers that had postponed payment along the year of 2017. We are going to normalize those services. Of course, as we are going to normalize payments, we are going to have a bit of an increase in the working capital along the quarters of 2017. I think that was the last slide of our presentation. I'd like to close the first part, going through the issues that involve our change. This is an important year for the company. We see an operation, but also transformation, all the components in terms of challenges, risks, complexities, impacts of such transformation can bring to the company. We have confidence that all the efforts engaged are going to be captured. They were correct, and 2017 was going to be a year of important results for the company. We've undoubtedly built, with the support of all our partners, suppliers, financial institutions, investors, and the market as a whole, and employees, a new business management model. which is highly efficient, technologically differentiated with whatever is best in the world in the process, differentiation in terms of quality. The company is being bumped by the media with regard to quality. We are also seeing this process. The company is being able to defend itself. We are reinforcing our quality communication and also our quality structure for us not to have any problems, as well as respect, solidity, and trust. This is all part of our process. So it was hard, it was tough, but it was also vital, and I'm sure the success is to come in the next period, and they will justify the period we went through. Right now, I'm going to open for Q&A. Once again, we are going to take the questions in writing on our digital web platform. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll now start the Q&A session sent by the digital platform. Please, you can answer your questions whenever you want. Once again, you can answer your questions whenever you find fit. An operation that the company went through. Market issues, image issues, cash issues, operation, exchange. As you know, the company is highly exposed to the exchange by the quality of our debt and operation. But whatever was done left the company, the new Taurus, at a level of sustainability that is really special. Once again, I'd like to thank the support of our customers, suppliers, financial institutions, employees, and shareholders, the market as a whole, that were decisive to make our dreams of 2015 come true. We really worked very hard in 2016 for this transformation to happen, and now have this company that we can see for today onwards. As usual, as we didn't have questions in the call, but remember that we are here for you with our investor relations department to clarify any questions you may have or any doubts that you may have. And I thank you very much for your trust. I thank you for attending one more conference. And see you next time. We are probably going to release our results very soon for the first quarter. We thank you very much for attending and wish you a good day.